You know, as someone who's got a few years on me, and I'm a little bit old, I was starting to reflect back recently about the most embarrassing experience I've ever had as a Christian.
相信大家都认识我好多年了，我现在年纪越来越老，我开始回忆起我作为基督徒在我的人生当中有一些最尴尬的时刻是什么。
The scene was just after my freshman year in seminary.
那是我在那个神学院第一年学生的时候。
Now then, I was asked to speak at a church in Jersey City.
当时呢，在 Jersey City 的一个教会请我去讲道。
Now, I'd never been to this church, and so it took me a little longer than I thought to actually find it. There was no GPS back then.
我从来没有去过那个教堂，所以呢，我真是花了蛮长的时间找到它。当时当然是没有 GPS 的。
So finally, when I saw the church, I thought, boy, I better get in a hurry. And church is on my left. And I didn't notice that I had made a left turn and I was going down the wrong way on a one-way street.
我看到那个教堂就在我的左面，那我就左转弯。想不到呢，我急急忙忙转进去，也没有看那条路其实是一条单行道。
But, you know, I didn't worry about it. I thought I got to get a parking place.Until halfway down the street, a guy was driving the right way on this one-way street.
这条单行道我当然是走错了，但是在我走到一半的时候呢，有一个他是走对的跟我反方向的人他开过来了。
And just as our cars passed, he leaned out the window, literally shook his fist at me and said to me,You jerk! Don't you know you're going down the wrong way on a one-way street?
那我们两辆车那个互相经过的时候呢，那个人就把那个车窗摇下来，向我举着拳头骂我说，你不知道吗？你走错路了。
Well, I was tempted to say something back to him. You know, that's our old nature, right? You know, I was going to throw a few nuclear bombs back to him.But I was so busy on finding a parking place, I just smiled and waved at him and parked.
我当然了，我的本性是想骂回他的，但是呢，当时我是急急忙忙想找一个停车的地方，所以呢，我就朝他招手笑了笑。
Now then, I parked my car and I went into the church where the head deacon came up and greeted me, shook my hand.
Now.等我进到那个教会里面去的时候呢，那个主持的人他就跑过来跟我握手。
He said, "I'm going to lead the worship service for you today."
他说今天的那个崇拜我就交给你了。
But he said, "I got to tell you, I'm really embarrassed. In fact, I want to apologize to you."
他说我很尴尬，我要跟你道歉。
I said, well, what do you have to apologize to me for? I've never seen you before. Now he says, I'm really embarrassed. I really have to apologize to you.
他想我从来没有见，牧师想我从来没有见到过你，为什么要向我道歉？
He was the guy who was driving the car on the right way street. And I thought to myself, God, thank you for keeping me cool in this situation.
那个人说，我就是那个后来才知道，那个人就是把车窗摇下来骂他的。所以当时我是想，真的感谢主，当时我很平静。
Now the other church this morning, I told the story and said, how many have had at least one embarrassing encounter like that, where I knew that I was tempted to say something, right? I was tempted, but was kept back by the grace of God. I said, how many of you have had an embarrassing situation? And every hand went up in the church.
我在今天早晨讲到的时候，我问人家有没有这种情况，就是你的本性上是很想就是骂回去的，但是呢，就是靠着神的恩典、神的帮助你还是把它忍住了。当时我问下面的会众，几乎每个人都举起了手。
For a few minutes today, I want to talk with you on the question: How do you handle the embarrassing? situations in your life, and more importantly, how does God, how does Jesus Christ enter into them?
今天我们也要来思想一下，你们在人生当中遇到那些尴尬的时刻的时候，你们是怎么处理的？那最主要的是，耶稣基督是怎么来帮助我们的？
I invite you to turn your Bibles to just one verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Romans 8, 34, just one verse.
请大家打开圣经，罗马书八章三十四节。我们只看一节圣经。
Okay, Paul writes this, Romans 8, 34. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and listen to this, is also interceding for us.
罗马书八章三十四节，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右面，也替我们祈求。
For a few minutes this afternoon, I want to talk with you about the intercession of Christ, the truth that Christ is at the right hand of the Father and is constantly praying for you.
我们今天要来思想一下，基督坐在神的右面，他一直的为我们，带我们来祈求。
And I want you to notice four points about the intercession of Christ this afternoon.
这个代祷有四方面，我们今天要来思想的。
Point number one, the intercession of Jesus Christ, the very word intercession tells us that Jesus Christ is committed to being around and available to ordinary Christians.
首先，这个代祷是向我们保证，就是基督向我们保证，所有普通的基督徒都能够找到他。
You see the word intercede here, it's very interesting, it actually means someone who is always around someone else, always around you.
这个代祷也有一个意思，就是有人一直在你的周围。
You see, this whole concept tells us that at the very center of this universe is a God-man who understands all about your struggles and who loves to be available around you as an ordinary Christian, helping you in your ordinary everyday life.
在这里我们看到一个事实，就是宇宙的中心是我们的神，他知道我们每一个普通基督徒的面临的问题，他也是在我们每一天的生活当中，我们都能够寻到他。
Did you hear the joke about this older gentleman, a father who was in the hospital in very serious condition?
你们有没有听到过一个笑话？说有一个老人，他在医院里面已经病情已经非常的危急。
And all of his loved ones gathered around, and the specialist came to his loved ones and said, it really doesn't look good. There's only one hope for him, and that is to give him a brain transplant.
那他所有的亲戚都在旁边，那个专家就来跟他们说，别的已经没有什么可救了，唯一能够做的就是做一个脑子的一个那个，就是脑移植手术。
They said, we've never heard of a brain transplant. He said, yeah, you know, we're doing experimental work in brain transplants, but I've got to tell you, it's very, very costly, and you'll have to pay the entire expense.
那个专家，那些亲属们说，我们从来没有听到过有脑移植手术啊。他说，对，我们还是在试验阶段，而且非常的手术的费用非常的昂贵，你们需要100%的承付。
Well, they were pretty wealthy, and they said, well, you know, how much does it cost? And he says, it all depends.
那他们就问，他们说有点好奇，就问到底是多少钱呢？他们也不缺钱。
It depends upon whether we transplant a male brain or a female brain.
那个专家就说，那要看我们到底是移植一个男人的大脑呢，还是女人的大脑。
And they said, what's the difference? He said, well, a male brain costs $500,000, a female brain costs $200,000.
那专家就说，一个男人的大脑呢是50万，女人的大脑呢20万。
Well, the guy smirked, you know, the brain of the male. And meanwhile, there was the daughter of this guy who's very offended, and She said, "Why is it that the female brain costs less than the male brain?"
那当时在在场的那些男士们都开心了，但是呢，那个病人的女儿就觉得不公平。她说，为什么一个男人的大脑要比女人的大脑贵啊？
Specialist said, "Because you see, a woman's brain has been marked down because they have actually been used."
他那个专家就说，那个女人的大脑打了折扣，是因为他们是用过的。
I've lived a long time, and I tell you, when I compare myself with my wife, I think, oh, yeah, God, you know, so many times I haven't used my spiritual brain, my spiritual mind, and I've done embarrassing things. And, you know, the good news is that I have an intercessor in heaven who likes to be around ordinary people like you and me, even when we don't use our brain. He's always praying and is available for ordinary people.
跟我妻子对照一下我真的觉得很惭愧真的是没有好好的用过自己的大脑，但是感谢神，他为我们掌控，他为我们带导。
That brings me to a second point I want you to get about the promise that Jesus Christ is interceding for us.
那我们要来讨论第二点，就是耶稣为我们祈求。
Not as is he involved with ordinary Christians like most of us here this afternoon, but he's involved with every detail of our ordinary lives.
他并不只是关心我们每一位普通的基督徒，而且他参与了我们每一个人每天生活的细节。
My wife came to me yesterday, she said, what do we do 50 times every day? I said, I don't know, what do we do 50 times every day?
我妻子昨天问我说，我们每天，要做50次的是什么事情？
She said, statistics show that we look at ourselves in the mirror or some kind of reflection 50 times every day.
他说，在统计上面，看起来我们每一天会照50次镜子，或者，不是镜子，我们就是靠着一些有反光的东西来看自己的形象。
Of course, the reason for that is we sense that we're individuals, right? And we're important individuals. Every one of us is an important individual in this universe. And the whole promise of the intercession of Christ is he is always around average people.And he is around for every detail of an average Christian's life.
那为什么我们这么注重自己的形象？因为我们觉得我们是重要的，就是我们非常注重我们的个性。那耶稣为我们的带导，也是他为我们他参与了我们每天生活的每一个细节。
Very important for us to understand that as you go through.All of your life, the little details that bother you, that you have a royal listening ear in heaven who's listening to you as you cry up to him every day.
因为我们想象一下，有一个皇家的耳朵，每一天都在倾听你的诉求。
It's interesting, the book of Hebrews tells us because we have a priest who knows about us and is interceding for us, he says, come to him always with what? With boldness. Come to him with boldness to the throne of grace.
在希伯来书中提到说，我们要充满勇气的来到他的面前。
Do you ever feel like shouting at God at the top of your lungs? I mean, there's sometimes when you're so frustrated, you feel like shouting at God at the top of your lungs and saying, God, what are you going to do about this situation? The good news is that you're invited to do that. You have a royal listening ear for all of your cries up in heaven.
你有没有感到过这种渴望，就是你想向神大声的呼求，问神你到底要我下一步做什么？其实在这里我们也是，这是我们的信心。我们知道神在上面在倾听我们的祷告。
You know, the older I get, the more I'm convinced that, you know, I really cannot control things. I don't have the power that I thought I had when I started out in the ministry.
我更加的坚信是我并不能够掌控一切。
But you know what that has led me to do? It has led me to cry out something like this to God when I get up in the morning, you know, and I'm facing a different, I say, God, you have to show up in my life today, because if you don't show up and if you don't make something happen, I can't make it happen. You see that? You can do that. You're invited to that because you've got an intercessor who's listening to every cry.
但是每天早晨我能够向神呼求说神你今天一定要在我的生命中显现不然的话我真的不知道怎么办。
Okay, it brings us to a third thing that I want you to notice about the intercession of Christ. In John 17:17, we're told that Jesus prayed for his disciples, and for us, he said, sanctify them by thy truth. Remember? So Jesus Christ is praying that you might grow in sanctification.
第三点就是耶稣基督为我们的成圣祷告。
You know, what this leads me to do is something like this. I have to periodically go to Jesus and say, what do you want to do next in my life? You see, the problem is many times we just settle down in the status quo, right? And if Jesus is praying for my growth, then I have an obligation to go to Jesus periodically and say, Jesus, you know, I know you're not satisfied with what I'm doing right now, and I'm not satisfied. What do you want to do next in my life? I challenge you to ask Jesus to do that.
但当我们知道耶稣一直在为我们祷告的时候，我们有没有经常的到主的面前问，你对我的生命的下一步是什么计划？
I want you to get one more thing about what Jesus is doing as he prays for us in heaven.
那主耶稣在上面为我们祷告的时候，他还做什么呢？
In John chapter 17:11, if you want to see a model of Jesus praying, in John 17:11, this is how he prayed for the disciples, and he prays for us. Protect them that none of them will be lost. He's praying for our protection, for our perseverance, for our eternal security.
在约翰福音十七章十一节中，他为我们的祷告就是要保守我们，使我们都不至于迷失。You
know, the Christian life is not a sprint, it's a marathon.
我们知道基督徒的生命不是像一个短跑，是一个马拉松。
My grandson, one of my grandsons, is a lifeguard, and just this last weekend, he was a lifeguard at a triathlon up in North Jersey.
上星期他在New Jersey的北面做救生员。
Now, anyone who runs in a triathlon is really in magnificent shape, but his job as a lifeguard was in the swimming part of it to make sure that everyone is okay as they did this triathlon.
每一位参加比赛的运动员，他们都是身体很好的，但是他作为一个救生员，他就是要保证每一个人在游泳池里面都能够安全。
And what he would do, he'd either be in a boat or he'd be swimming alongside these people who are doing it. And he'd say, are you okay? You look a little tired. Are you okay? Yeah, man, I'm okay. But they actually had to rescue 50 people out of about 1,000 in this triathlon.
那他的工作就是划着一只小船，或者是在那些运动员旁边游泳，问他们，你还可以吗？你觉得身体还行吗？ 虽然那些都是运动员，他们自我感觉也很好，但是在1,000个人里面，他们还是救起了50个人。
You see, the Christian life again is not a sprint, it's a marathon, and we get tired, we want to drop out, we're tempted to drop out, but Jesus is praying for us in heaven. Protect them so that none of them might drop out and fail to persevere in the Christian life.
那从这里我们看到，基督徒的生命就像一个马拉松比赛。我们有时候会觉得很疲乏，我们想放弃。但是耶稣在上面为我们祷告，要保守我们，要我们不要放弃。
Some of you younger people, do you ever remember seeing the first Rocky film, the first Rocky movie.
有些年轻人，你们还记不记得我们看的第一部 Rocky 的电影？
Just before his big fight with the heavyweight champion of the world, a guy by the name of Apollo, if you remember that, Rocky is talking to his girlfriend, and he said to her, I want to tell you something. As I'm going into the ring tomorrow to fight the heavyweight champion of the world, I want to tell you about my mindset.
那个拳击手他在跟那个重量级的那个对手要参加比赛的那个前一夜，他对我的他对他的女友说我要告诉你在跟他比赛之前我在想什么。
He said, you know, my goal, I'm probably not going to beat him, you know, but he says, my goal is to just stay on my feet.
他说我并不能够赢他，但是呢我的目标就是我能够保持站得住。
He says my goal is to go the distance to fight and to be on my feet at the end of 15 rounds.
我就是在那个15圈的那个拳击之后我还能够站立得住。
He says when that bell rings for the end of the 15th round, you know, he might have beaten me to a pulp.But I'm standing and I'm still on my feet. That's actually the goal that Jesus is praying for you as a Christian.
其实这也是基督为我们每一位基督徒所祷告的。
I want to tell you, you can take some terrific hits along life, right? All of us, especially those who've been older, right? Haven't you taken some terrific hits? Disappointments, frustrations,failure, you can take some terrific hits. You might even have fallen, but the goal, and this is what Jesus is praying for, Father, help them to get back up on their feet and help them to hang tough, to persevere, to be standing when your life is over.
在我们的一生当中，我们肯定有很多次能够战胜一些东西，但我们也会有很多次是失败的。但是主耶稣为我们的祷告就是天父求天父保守我们使我们能够最终能够站立起来能够坚持住。
And the beautiful promise is this as we close, the promise is that because Jesus is praying that you will remain standing, he'll give you the power to remain standing and to be able to hear from Jesus those words one day, well done,good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord.
那我们从这里也看到了主耶稣对我们的美好的应许，那就是在最后我们就是在我们战胜一切的时候，主耶稣会为我们祷告，也会赐我们以能力。最后呢我们也会听到一个奖赏，说我忠心又良善的仆人，你做得很好。
The Lord bless all of us who are 62 and older.
愿神保守我们这里的老年人。